was a big night last night for a whole host of young female footballers who are hoping to make their way in the AFLW competition. And when the first draft pick was announced, the name of Charlie Rowbottom. Rowbottom was called by Gil McLachlan, and she's been good enough to join us. She's heading up to the Gold Coast Suns. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I spoke to you last night. I'm speaking to you this morning. Has it been a bit of a whirlwind of media obligations?
Yeah, no, it's been good. It's been good.
Were you, how excited were you when your name was read out first last night, Charlie?
Oh, yeah, I was pretty excited because, I don't know, it just hasn't really felt real until that moment kind of thing. So, yeah, it was finally good to hear it. And, yeah, just can't wait to get stuck into it, really.
At what age did you fall in love with the game of AFL football?
Probably about year 10 when I started Oakley. Or maybe year 8 when I started, really. But really fell in love with it in year 10 with like such a good group of girls. And, yeah, coming up that system was pretty cool. And, yeah, just love grew for it, really.
And what about the idea of having to go and live on the Gold Coast? Obviously, that doesn't bother you at all.
No, obviously not. But, yeah, I don't know. The Surf Life Saving Club is like a big part of my life. I love the ocean. I love the sun. So it's not a bad move to make for me.
So, Charlie, tell us how that works then. So you nominate for the draft and then you have an option of nominating whether or not you'd be prepared to go into state. Can you just point that out for some of our listeners who may not understand?
Yeah, so the... In the women's draft, you can nominate your state, and I was kind of always going to go Vic, and then Gold Coast approached me and kind of gave me a wrap of their facilities and their team, and, you know, and then I was like, oh, that seems pretty cool. And then, yeah, after a lot of thinking, I ended up nominating Gold Coast.
Well, Mum and Dad have already lost your older brother James to Sydney. Did you have to sit down and put them straight as well?
No, we discussed it a bit, but ultimately up to me, and they're happy to see me go, really. Nah, but they're like, they're very happy and excited for me, for this opportunity for me to, you know, they know how much I want a bit of a change. So, yeah, they're very excited.
Will you move up there full time, or is it just for the footy season?
Just for the footy season, but probably stay up there a bit. And yeah, so I can come back after the season and do some work down here.
Absolutely sensational. You captained the Oakley Chargers in the under-19. You're 179 centimetres, which in the AFLW is considered a pretty tall midfielder. What are your great strengths, you think?
Strength is probably my strength on the field and determination and contested work, but got to improve to get to that next level of AFLW to get a game. So, yeah, really excited to get to that level.
Have you modelled your game on anyone in particular?
Not really, just more, I guess, watching the game helps and a bit of inspiration from players like Scott Pendlebury and stuff, the classics. But, yeah, just a bit of that, but nothing too, you know.
Inside midfielder, the outside midfielder. I see where you went in the national competition or the national titles, and you had 40 plus disposals. So you don't have any trouble finding the ball.
Oh, I don't know. I just surrounded by such good players in that team. It makes it pretty easy to, you know, get the hand, give it off. But yeah.
And Uncle Brian, what about Uncle Brian Taylor? Has he had any influence or impact on your career?
Well, yeah, it's cool to see him in the... he went through the system as well back in the day. And, yeah, he's got a heavy impact on the AFL world. So it's pretty cool to see him doing all that. And my brother as well. So.
Yeah, indeed. He loves it. He's excited, and hopefully one day he'll get to call one of your games. Charlie, it's a great achievement. It's a great thrill, and we look forward to following your career with great interest as you head up there to the Gold Coast. Well done, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Charlie.
Charlie
good
here
luck.
For Keyser, struggling with back pain. Now's the time for Keyser. Fantastic story. Absolutely sensational.